Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by LER and MVP Parent Magazines. That's LER, Lower Extremity Review. Right Sit, fitness, wellness, performance. Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today. Donnie Mackauer, he's the founder and CEO, RDCL, Radical Superfoods. It's a big emphasis on 100% plant-based nutrition and cruelty-free living. He's joining me along with Madeline Stamen, professional triple gold medalist figure skater. She's one of my favorite longtime orthotic stars since I think she was 11. She co-starred in the great Cirque du Soleil I show, Crystal, and she's a performing artist and storyteller in the Sports Doctor's Inn. So let's welcome Donnie Mackauer, who is Radical Superfoods. Donnie, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
I see you have a long pedigree in the area of digital marketing, brand development. And then you decided to get into a big nutrition that you wanted. Tell us about some background on you and the Radical Superfoods.
Yeah, that might seem like quite a big pivot, and it is, but I'll let you know what drove it. So, yeah, I used to work with a lot of big influential global brands in the digital marketing and advertising space. And in 2012, while I was still president and co-founder of the agency, my sister, who's totally okay today, but at the time she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And while she had surgery to remove the cancer, it did start spreading. She started feeling a similar pain under her arm, and they did a biopsy, and there was a micrometastasis in a lymph node. And then she, a short while later, started feeling a similar pain again in her lower back. And sure enough, she did an MRI of her spine, and they saw that there was early signs of spreading there. And rather than continuing on with traditional Western treatments, she actually went to a wellness center and overhauled certain aspects of her life. You know, she went on a pretty strict plant-based protocol. She removed sugars and junk, but primarily focused on adopting a whole food plant-based diet, removed all animal products, and really a lot of nutrient-dense foods. I mean, we're talking about juicing wheatgrass in the morning and sprouts in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
talk about radical foods. And, you know, and we talk about the holistic side of medicine for decades on the Sports Doctor. And absolutely, sometimes the approach of wellness and holistic medicine, Eastern medicine, works. And sometimes it doesn't. But it's a tough discipline that she took on.
Yeah, really tough. I mean, she followed this protocol for a couple of years, and she, sure enough, halted and reversed her condition. And so it's what introduced me to the power of food to really nourish and heal the body, and particularly plant-based food. And then it was 3 years ago that I discovered the ethical implications of animal agriculture, and that's what really sort of knocked me down. I could not believe the horrors involved in getting animal products to our plates, and even to other products that we consume on a day-to-day basis or buy, clothing and otherwise. And so that's when I decided to really adopt a cruelty-free life, you know, as much as possible. We all have a ripple effect of living on this planet. It's impossible to create zero harm, but you certainly want to minimize intentional harm wherever you can to animals that can suffer.
Well, it's interesting, Donnie, with all the descriptions of things and protocols in various areas, I really hadn't heard the term cruelty-free living. Says a lot in, you know, so many different ways. And I understand exactly what you're talking about, that number one, if everybody was really, really, really that aware of what goes into this, it would be a whole different game. And I guess that hits you over the head.
Yeah. I mean, look, most people consider themselves to be animal lovers. I certainly did. And most people would certainly not advocate for animal cruelty. But most people's day-to-day behavior runs totally counter to that sentiment. And, you know, they're funding
True.
Industries and buying
Yeah.
products that need to be replaced in the supermarket or in the restaurants that have cruelty at the other end of it, no matter what you may think, from humanely raised or cage-free and all those terms that might make you feel like you're making a better decision. But it's really hard to escape the cruelty. That's really what drove me between the story that I shared with my sister and understanding more about nutrition, and then certainly the ethical implications, not to mention the environmental implications of animal
yes.
agriculture, but all of
yeah.
it led me yeah. to radical well, superfoods. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going to talk more about that, the whole, again, the whole nutrition, the performance, the wellness, in a minute.
Yeah.
Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, see who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. You buzz over to newspaper articles and magazines. You'll see a lot of the exciting things going on with MVP Parent Magazine, different articles, Lower Extremity Review, and some all topics, from concussions to what's the best shoe. We have a lot of excitement following on LinkedIn and Twitter. We've got over 30,000 followers on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We have a lot of great information there besides who's coming on and what the topics might be in the radio world. We're talking with Donnie Macauer and the Radical Superfoods. So the topic of nutrition, Donnie, again, in the area of high performance and the whole area of health and wellness is a huge topic on The Sports Doctor. So what is it about the superfoods that's so special regarding with the plant-based and health?
Yeah, well, we know that most people understand that, you know, they want to incorporate more nutrient-rich plant-based foods into their diet. Whether someone is entirely plant-based or not is beside the point. I think, again, most people know
that's a great point.
They benefit from having more, right?
I think that's a great point. When you mix this in intelligently, it's
yeah.
just smart health, wellness, and medicine. You know, on the Sports Doctor, we pay a lot of attention to the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter.
Yeah.
Number two, keep moving. What's the website, Donnie? People
yeah, the website
find
is
out about Radical Superfoods.
RadicalSuperfoods.com, but we spell radical without the vowel, so just RDCL Superfoods.com. And look, we've released already three products with more coming. You know, two of them are hydration drinks that we're really proud of. I mean, they use organic coconut water for the additional hydration. They're functional beverages, so they both, the two variations that we have now on market, one is a passion fruit version. It's made with organic passion fruit, but it contains botanicals and ingredients that help support immunity, like a vegan vitamin D3 and vitamin C from an organic acerola berry and zinc. And they also have other functional benefits. So the passion fruit I've been describing has a focused energy set of ingredients with rhodiola and L-theanine and caffeine from organic guarana. And the other one is a dragon fruit superberry version of the hydration drink, which also has a stress support boost with magnesium and L-theanine. And so these are really...
The drink industry is saturated, pardon the pun, with so many different, you know, starting with Gatorade,
yeah.
you know, a whole idea of a performance drink and a fitness drink, and then it was saying, holy cow, the sugar. And there's still tremendous attention with so many of the individuals that we have involving the world of nutrition, you know, juicing and the idea that some of these things can be so nutritious. So you've got to be an educator, right, Donnie?
Yeah, you do, and you're right. So many of these products have just tons of sugar, and we know that sugar is not good for you. We don't add any sugar into our products at all. And so we just want these products to hold up to scrutiny. You know, on our site, for example, we don't only list every ingredient. We describe every ingredient. You can click on it, read a description, read why we use it, what its purpose is, and you can even click. We provide a link to third-party sites that will, you'll see will describe the ingredients in the same way and corroborate what we're saying. So we believe in transparency and making sure that there's science backing our claims. And in many cases, because they're...
What's your attention to, again, whether it's the science that you're working with, whether it's the medical field that you're involved with, or the idea of all of these concerns about, purity and quality in the world of drinks, and who's on your team?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of co-founders, and also, just as it relates to what you were just talking about, we have scientific advisors as well, one who's a longstanding plant-based cardiologist and another who's a top nutritionist, who will oversee our ingredients and formulas wherever we need them to, just to review, look at what we're doing, provide feedback, and just helpful input, because we want to make sure, again, that we're bringing the best products we can to market.
What are the age groups, Donnie, that you're paying attention to? You're paying attention to adolescents, young adults, senior citizens, everybody. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, from an age spectrum, it just got much broader than it was previously, because our newest product is called Super Cocoa, which, while it can be made cold and blended with ice, you can make it as hot chocolate. In fact, it's how we've been talking about it of late, and it is like a superfood hot chocolate with kale and broccoli and spinach and ancient grains and seeds and pea protein and things that we've never seen in hot chocolate before. And as you might imagine, a lot of kids love drinking hot chocolate.
Chocolate has got some special ingredients in the whole health world. There's no doubt about it. So let alone the fact that you could attract, some of the kids. We emphasize so much the world of youth sports and youth sports safety on the Sports Doctor, Donnie, and are always looking to pay big attention. Nutrition has become a very, very big deal from the most professional of all teams to all sorts of club sports and high school and others who are paying attention to. So are you looking at the Radical Foods as supplements?
Yeah, actually, they're not meant to replace your day-to-day food. However, I will say that when you look at our label, you will notice that it says nutrition facts, not supplement facts, because all of our ingredients are food-based ingredients. So they are foods, not technically supplements. Even when they have vitamins and botanicals and other things, all the ingredients are what's called GRAS certified, which is generally recognized as safe. And so we have full nutrition labels on our products. But they are meant to be added into your daily routine. You know, no one's living off of a functional hydration drink or living off of a superfood hot chocolate, or even if you make it a shake.
Yeah, that's a good point. And again, one of my tremendous peeves on the Sports Doctor is whether we're talking about the United States being one of only two countries in the world that even allows advertising of drugs on television ad nauseam, or we are dealing with childhood obesity. And obesity is such a dramatic concern. And the idea that healthy sides of products, I am a fan of CBD in many areas because of the fact of its safety and the ability of then taking health effects that it might bring to the table. So I think the idea of being a supplement, whether it's an anti-inflammatory, enhancing energy, looking to maybe regulate. You know, there's so many cardiologists who have paid attention over the years. We've had a lot of them on it, again, about, paying attention to the plant-based philosophies that were just too loaded in the American diet with so many other things. And so I think that's an exciting field. And with you being someone who's involved in brand development, then we'll have to look for you,
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, we try to tell a good brand story, which is continually evolving and expanding as we create more content and get it out there and ultimately release more products. But we're really excited to have come into the market and launch products that people are really responding so positively.
Yes, and that the whole area, again, Donnie, of the cruelty-free living is a, you know, it's a fascinating topic. I'm sure you get your share of feedback in organizations like that, and that whole education of the population, at least in that kind of direction. Wow, that's a big challenge.
Yeah. I think most people want to live a cruelty-free life, but maybe they're just not sure how, or they think it's too challenging. The reality is today it's very easy to do it, much easier than it used to be, you know, 10 or 20 years ago.
Give me four or five bullet points before we run out of time that you could be doing, paying attention to that kind of living.
Well, I could tell you one that is a big piece of advice that I give people is eat the foods that you're already eating. Just start buying the plant-based version of those exact same foods. Whenever people say, God, I could never do it, I could never be vegan, I just start asking people, what do you have for breakfast?
Right?
Yeah, just,
like
you
those
could,
hamburgers that are fantastic. What's another point?
That is a big one for cruelty-free living, because so much of the money that we spend funding animal agriculture is through food. But even products like leather and other things that sort of exploit animals, these are all just so easily replaceable. And I just think there's many conscious companies today that are making alternatives to what used to
be animal-based products. That gives me confidence that you talk about that there are ways to replace these things if we would just learn about them and pay attention. I think that that's huge.
Right.
I can see that as a, but as part of the whole health and wellness. Donnie Makower. Donnie, give me the website again. People could find out about you and your organization and products.
Yeah, the company's Radical Superfoods, again, spelled RDCL, and then superfoods.com. And by the way, I made you a discount code for anyone listening to this, which they
quickly
could enter upon checkout. It's just Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. If you put in D-R-B-O-B as a discount code on checkout, it'll take 20% off the whole order.
Okay, Donnie Makower,
thank you so much.
Hold on, Donnie. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Today I want to welcome Madeline Stamen. She's a professional triple gold medalist figure skater since she was maybe 11 years old. She's one of my favorite longtime orthotic figure skating stars. She co-starred in the Cirque du Soleil ice show Crystal. And she's a performing artist and a storyteller also. So, Madeline, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, thanks for having me. What an intro. I'm honored.
Yeah. How do you like it? Yes. And, again, you know, Madeline, how old were you, Madeline, when you first came in the office? Were you 11?
When I came into the office, I think I was younger, maybe 8 or 9.
Really? Okay, I should include you in the two groups, yes. And Madeline was one of the toughest kids when it came to dealing with the everyday skating and jumping and skating and competing. I always thought she was tough as nails. And she went on. How many years did you skate in the ice shows on the cruise ships?
Skated on cruise ships for on and off 4 years. So what happens is you sign like a 6 to 8 month contract, and then you have a couple months off, and then you go back on board. So on and off, a couple years. That was my very first professional gig outside of competing.
Yeah, that was the late, great Angelo D'Agostino.
Yes, bless him.
Who we both knew and loved, yeah. First kid I ever put orthotics in his case as a 13-year-old, wonderful Angelo. But then he was choreographer and famous guy. So Madeline, the years of skating, you then joined one of the most athletic events in the world of sports that everybody recognizes, all aspects of Cirque du Soleil. And you ended up co-starring in their show, Crystal. That had to be crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's still at this point with all the shows shut down during COVID, it sort of feels like a dream that didn't happen. I mean, it really was a dream come true to co-star in Crystal. It was something that was so not only athletically fulfilling, but creatively fulfilling. And it just opened up my eyes to so many different types of athletes and sports that can become art. And it really, really morphed me as an artist and an athlete. So to this day, I'm still dabbling in some circus. The show really inspired me. And yeah, it was really incredible.
Some of the greatest athletes I ever saw in the world of sports medicine, I don't care what the sport was, performed in various Cirque du Soleil shows over the years. It was just uncanny. Your eyes must have been widened times five when you saw some of the athleticism. I remember you said to me, oh my gosh, I got to be able to swing from a trapeze. you know, I said, what? Really? So the... are they going to be coming back, do you think?
They're supposed to this summer in Vegas.
Wow.
And, at least their stationary shows, and we're hoping to see them, the touring shows, come back soon as well. And we're all waiting for them, crossing our fingers quite eagerly for them to come back.
Yeah, that would be very, very exciting to see when some of these different shows be able to come back. You know, we pay so much attention on the sports, Dr. Madeline, to youth sports. You know, I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic of injuries and overuse injuries, especially in sports where kids are serious at young ages. And, of course, you were right smack in the middle of one of them, figure skating.
Yeah.
And talk about some of those physical and mental challenges as you were in a sport where you were really working at it every day. You were skating every day, weren't you? 5-6 days a week, even as a 10-year-old.
Oh, absolutely. It was a full-time job. I was homeschooled. I skated in the mornings and the afternoons, did homework at night. Sometimes I was always eating in the car. It's a full-time job. I can't remember exactly.
Were you in the same time zone as Evan Lysacek?
He was older than me. So he had already gone off to competing at a high level. Like I as a young girl watched him on TV.
Ah, you know, your coach, of course, and our great friend Candy Brown Burek, who you coached you how early?
Starting at 8.
So, you know, again, when we look at those kinds of challenges, and when I co-authored the book, Madeline, with a Hall of Fame volleyball player, Sharkey Zartman, played for the national team. He was a beach volleyball All-American and coached for years. And again, was in one of the sports where there was so much specialization. There's so much specialization that I wrote a chapter in my book about it, Madeline. And as you know, I called it the prodigy sports. We want children to play all different sports. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Growing bodies play different sports, unless you're a figure skater, right?
Yeah.
Or unless you're a gymnast, maybe. Or even soccer and tennis. So we see these kids who specialize very, very early. They become a real challenge. It's a family challenge when you're talking about, you know, you ate lunch in the car. Or was it dinner?
Probably both some days.
Okay. But you loved it.
I mean, there was no question. When you love something that much and it's just something you do, it's everything becomes worth it. I mean, there were some nights I would preset bread in the toaster, and I would wear my tights to bed just so I could sleep a little bit more and get to the rink faster in the morning. It's just what you do because it's something you love. So it really doesn't ever feel like work. And even when I did my first professional show, and when you skate professionally, obviously it's now your job and you get paid to do it. I remember getting my first paycheck and being like, I worked. This is just fun for me. This is a passion. That's something I love to do. And I just feel so fortunate that I've had the opportunity to have that at my age.
Yes. And with all the different challenges, both physically, again, we were talking about a sport like figure skating with so much jumping and so much tremendous athleticism, so much sameness, doing the same thing. We call it repetitive motion problems. And, you know, whether somebody's throwing too many pitches, their son or daughter, or whether they're doing too much jumping in volleyball, or whether they're running 50 miles a week on the tennis court, we're concerned about overuse. Now you're doing some figure skating teaching. Are you doing some personal training?
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything these days. I teach Pilates. I have my personal training certification, and I also coach on the ice. So a combination.
Yes, I think, you know, some of the coaches I remember, again, when you were growing up, and today figure skating is one of the sports where we will see kids who grew up skating, competing, living that life, end up coaching and spending, you know, that kind of time. And, of course, it's interesting you mentioned in Cirque du Soleil, you found you could combine the figure skating athleticism with art. But, of course, in the world of figure skating, it's tremendous art. When we're talking about that, you know, that combination. So, but the attention of the family and the sacrifices that individuals make, you know, we run into, again, overzealous parents.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean your ankle still hurt? You know, right? What do you mean? Your back still hurts. You've been to the chiropractor, and we saw Dr. Weil, and you had massage therapy, and what's still bothering you? Or an overzealous coach, who could be. Mm-hmm. And or an overzealous athlete, You were one of them.
I'm so glad.
I have mentioned you many times as one of the toughest because you're so physical. And by the way, everybody, I wrote an article in 2010. It's on my website in Podiatry Management Magazine. It's after Evan Lysacek, who was also 10 when I put orthotics in his skates, when he won the Olympic gold medal. And I wrote an article and all about orthotics and Evan. And on that front page of the article, doing a Beelman, is Madeline. When you were whatever you were. How old were you in 2010?
2010. Oh, gosh. 15?
Who knows? It's too many numbers. It is. But you did this tremendous move. It was one of your saves, and you did it in the article. Again, if people go to sportsdoctorradio.com, they go to newspaper articles, they buzz over to magazines, and if they go back down, they'll see that article. I think it's called Podiatry and Olympic Gold. And she was doing that Beelman, that famous move. And then every once in a while, I would see you pop up. You were somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
And you were doing a Beelman. Wasn't that the Madeline Stamen Beelmans around the world, or am I flavoring it too much?
So when I was touring with the cruise ship, and a couple of the other shows I did, I made sure I took a picture of a Beelman position in every country I was in. So I did that for a very long time, and I hashtagged Beelmans around the world. I don't think I have the account anymore, but that was a fun thing I did.
And it's amazing, talking again about the athleticism of your great sport, when we see... Again, I tell people all the time, when you think back of the Dorothy Hamills and the Peggy Flemings and the Katarina Witts and all these other great champions, there wasn't one of them who did triple jumps.
Yeah.
Today they're in the rink with Madeline growing up. And I think there's even some women around the world doing quad jumps, isn't there? The Russians?
Mm-hmm.
The athleticism of the sport has grown dramatically.
Yeah.
And these are some real challenges, because our biggest challenge, even back then with you, was overuse.
I just want to add to that, because I think it's such a problem. I mean, especially now with how much the athleticism has obviously increased in the sport, and it is a full-time job, and you have, I mean, like you said, I was an overzealous athlete. I pushed myself. I didn't really need other people pushing me so much. I was definitely overzealous. And if you have on top of that, either parents who are pushing as well as coaches.
Oh, my gosh. Hold that thought, Madeline. Hold that thought about parents whatever pushing. It's a sports doctor, everybody. We're going to be right back with Madeline Stamen. She's also a storyteller. We'll ask her about that. It's a sports doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm talking to one of my all-time favorite young skater star patients, Madeline Stamen. And she's teaching skating, and she is a performing artist, a storyteller. We were talking about families, and we were talking about overzealous everything. growing up as a serious athlete like you did. So expand on those kinds of challenges, and if anything, how they seem to have even grown even more crazy.
And, you know, Candy, my coach, was always really good about this, is that she always thought motivation should come from the skater. So she never, you know, really yelled. She was hard on us and pushed us, but she wasn't, you know, she never
Candy
yelled at us.
Candy was 10 years ahead of the industry. I'll tell you why. She combined herself with people like Bob Guida in the world of sports performance. She was serious about sports psychology. She paid earlier than anybody. If you take Candy's orthotics out of her skates, they must say 1981 on them or something. She was way ahead in what counted, but she was a trainer of champions. You were one of them.
She
still
fantastic.
Is.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All these years. So, again, the challenges into the family. And, you know, the amount of time that goes into it, how expensive sometimes these club sports and other things are. You wrote something personally. You were rehabbing your own knee. There was an article about, I think it was in LinkedIn, and you mentioned, who's rushing back from this surgery so fast? Remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a lot of pressure on us to, if you're recovering from an injury, to get back as fast as you can. And I do think rest and recovery is becoming more of a conversation in the world of figure skating and sports as a whole, but it was it was never, I've dealt with injuries my entire career, competitive and professionally. And I do think I was training so much and I didn't quite put in equal work into making sure I was recovering as well. And
I don't know.
Now
you became a champion. You did a lot of things right. You know, but when you are at that level, ever since you're 8, 9 years old, and you're already doing double jumps, who knows how many dozens of times a week by the time you're what, 11 or something like that? Exactly. And the physical demand, no matter how much you trained, and again, Candy paid attention to off ice. She had you guys using Bob Guida and my rubber bands. Remember?
Yes.
Right. Who taught that class?
I think the point I was trying to make was more that I think even more so now I'm 27 is that I put an equal emphasis on recovery exercise and all of that that I do the training. And maybe as you age, that is something that happens. But I definitely think the older I've gotten and the more wise I've gotten with my training, I know that if I skip out on stretching and my physio exercises and even proper sleep and nutrition, if I skip out, I feel it.
Yes, you also teach Pilates, which has been one of the most famous. Another one of my hot shots, Jessica Cavalang, who's a silver medalist in U.S. pairs, also was a kid, big Pilates addition to her skating a career. And I think that I'm glad to see it's being included even more as, you know, you use so many different varieties. But I agree with you totally. One of the new sciences, ironically, is rest and recovery. It just is so important. But this is why I wrote a chapter in my book for you and your age and those kids, which is the craziness with over-the-counter pain medicines. Because a lot of these kids, Dr. Weil, my knees are killing me, taking 2 Advil twice a day or just to participate. So it's a very big problem looking at the schedules and the demands. You would add a lot to the program when you're dealing with some. You have any young hot shots you're working with?
I was coaching quite a bit last month with a lot of promising young skaters. It's actually really cool to see them develop. But I'm actually rehabbing an ACL injury right now in my own knee. And so I decided to prioritize rest and recovery. I've taken a step back from coaching just so I can Yeah, so I can take care of my body and really
right.
make sure we have
right. You have to allow yourself to heal. Tell me, tell me about your storytelling.
Oh, so again, I've been rehabbing a knee injury for over 2 years now. It's been quite the stubborn little thing, but during my time off outside of doing physical therapy and trying to train as much as I can, I've been doing some speaking. So it's mostly for, I did one for a company called IBM, and it's mostly just drawing parallels between high performance sport and the business world, because there are so many when it comes
parallels. Your topic, I remember one of your topics was perseverance. Resilience. And I said, of course, that's Madeline. Work through it, and you lived it, you know, even at a very, very young age. Not for everybody, but do you remember Jim Vickery?
Jim Vickery. Do I know him?
The late Jim Vickery was the sports psychologist who was also bouncing around Candy's world giving her so much different feedback on visualization and, some of these other things. So you're giving some talks and your topics again. And what are some of the bullets that you find in commonality between all the rehab and the grind and that particular side that you're doing and the high performance world? It's a great marriage.
Yeah, I just think that learning how to fail is so important, because you're going to fail. I think a lot of people get stuck in the fear of failing. And when you're in a high performance sport, you fail every single day until you get it right once. And then you fail more. And then maybe you start to get it right, maybe once, maybe twice, and then you fail again. You know, I'm imagining falling on a jump when I talk about that example, but I think it's the same in life and in business, or really in anything. If you can get past the fear of looking stupid or messing up or saying the wrong thing, then you can get somewhere. And that's such a big lesson I've learned from skating. Yeah.
And Dr. Vickery always talked about that those were skills that can be learned. And again, yes. Candy would include that kind of mental side, because the mental side is such a big deal. I call it on the sports, Dr. Madeline, the mental game. And it's whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you coach one, whether you're the parents of one. Madeline, do you have a website? Where's the information they can get about your speaking and what you're doing quickly?
I do have a website. It's just my name, MadelineSalmon.com. I'm also on LinkedIn and Instagram. My Instagram is just my name again, Madeline_Stamen. I post a lot of my training on Instagram.
Yes, Madeline Stamen, Beelmans across the world. I got you on the show. I'm so glad. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview a couple of upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, see who was on, what were the topics. Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, for years I wrote for the various Naperville and Aurora newspapers. We had lots of different articles that posted there. So many different articles I wrote in the magazine, Lower Extremity Review, the exciting new MVP Parent magazine, and the one of our most exciting articles still for years is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Upcoming shows, next week we're going to go across the pond. Justin Blake is in London, and he is a sports podiatrist. He's worked with rugby and some other high-level sports. He's got a podcast. I was a guest a few months ago. I'm paying him back. And so he'll be joining us. And then Jennifer Bishop. She is a woman who's really achieved some incredible improvement from physical and mental challenges. And she's part of Forbes Riley's business group. The following week, Shay Vaughn. Shay is one of the champions of fitness for decades. She's written numerous books, various programs. It'll be exciting to have her back. I think it was 5 years ago. And then Jake MacArthur, he is involved in all aspects, youth sports brands, in the areas of the health and wellness side, the injury prevention side. Great stuff. What do we have? Some email. Don, how safe are cortisone injections? You know, Don, they're very safe, but they have to be properly indicated for the various specific conditions. They're not a cure-all. We can't overuse them. Many years ago, that was one of the biggest problems, like in a sport like football, they gave so many different injections, and they would find eventually that it would wear the tissues out. So when indicated, calm down a specific area, commonly used with heel spur and heel pain, plantar fasciitis, when aggressive, conservative therapy like physical therapy and taping and supporting is not effective. Arlene says, my 11-year-old daughter is a ballet dancer. She's serious, dances 4 or 5 days a week, beginning to be interested in trying point. You know, Arlene, she's at that age where we start to see it at these high-level kids. Ideally, we would like the foot growth to be over. It's around 12 and a half to 13. So I would be very careful, make sure we're in the best we've got footwear. And I would concentrate, if you can, on other aspects. Let her get a little bit older. Putting stress, like point, on areas that include the growth centers can be problematic. Not all the time, but can be problematic. So I pay attention to that. Get that opinion. And regarding those growth centers, Dave says, is less better with running shoes? You know, Dave, the question that's been around, including, you know, barefoot running, it's around 10 years already. And for the most part, I have found that less is not better. By less is better, we're talking about the running shoe, how structurally sound it is, whether we're looking to get lighter and lighter, and more flexible and more flexible, and to some cases even being almost like a covering. And I found that it's overwhelmingly more of a problem, especially if you've had problems. For runners who have done well, want to see how these other kinds of shoes lighter feel and not be too aggressive in the beginning, I wouldn't fight with them forever. But I pay big attention to that being something that's good for everybody. It isn't. Speaking of that, Chris says, what about these over-the-counter orthotics? There's a rule, Chris. Over-the-counter, a good analogy is you want glasses and you go to Walgreens. You know, maybe you can get readers. You sure can't get prescriptions. And that's the reality. The closer you come to the casting type prescriptions that podiatry has been famous for, that's been the most effective for me. I still do it. Hey, I'm a dinosaur. Check the hashtag HeySportsParents on Amazon. Are more pertinent now than ever. And we will see everybody next week, live from Chicago. Thanks to my friends at BBS Radio. It's the Sports Doctor.